cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. I'm in Austin, Texas, and Frank Whalen is in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And they have one of these prophecy conferences there. And listen to what the establishment New World Order Church is saying about implantable microchips. I mean, some atheist on the street, I've heard them out criticizing the government putting a chip in us and tracking us. But not God's chosen people now, the Christians. The implantable chips got a lot of good uses. And what parent wouldn't put it in their child? And we've heard the Sean Hannitys and all of them say every child needs this. And again, the 700 Club. Well, the chip isn't bad. It's a good thing. Frank, again, tell us who this character is and play those clips again, because earlier the feed might not have been getting to us too well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy to. And also, if you'd like, I'll email them to you for your website if you prefer.
Sure.
His name is Gary Fraser, speaking at the Left Behind What It's All About Bible Prophecy Conference here in Northwest Arkansas in 2002. Now, he is the founder and president of Discovery Ministries Incorporated. As you mentioned, works very closely with Tim LaHaye, one of the authors of the Left Behind series. And you can certainly see the Insidious Connections present and all that. Would you like me to play them all the way through?
Sure, go ahead.
I will do so. Just a minute.
Here they are, folks. Now, listen.
Now, it's interesting that in a recent edition of the Whistleblower magazine, their front cover contained an article about our brave new world that we're entering into. And their article here talks about biochip implant technology and how this concept is sweeping the world. Let me just say this to you. The methods that will be used by the Antichrist during the tribulation period will be methods that will be known to everyone at that particular time. And make no mistake about it, all of these concepts and ideas that will come to us that will ultimately be used for evil will always be presented to us on the basis of that they're good for society, because they will either bring us security or they will be a matter of personal convenience. And today, we're being sold on the concept of biochip implant technology. First of all, there is a security factor. In fact, children can be implanted with biochip implants and so forth, and so that if someone grabs that child, they can track them and find them and so forth. And I want to tell you, I don't know of a parent or a grandparent that would not want their child or grandchild chipped in order to keep them safe. I don't know of anyone who would not want that done. That idea is being touted to us, and soon that will be a reality. And many people are afraid of that idea. In fact, Sandra and I were in Tulsa preaching back a number of months ago, and we drove by a pet clinic. And there on the sign, it was the Wedgwood Pet Clinic in Tulsa. And on the sign it said, chip your pet today. In other words, bring your pet in, let's chip them, and that way, you know, if they're lost, we know who they belong to, and so forth. This idea that started in pets is rapidly moving to adults. Just a few days ago, I was with a friend of mine who is with IBM, and he is in a division where they're working on all of these different chip implant ideas. For example, you probably heard, as previewed on Good Morning America, the medicine chip. And what that medicine chip does, it has all of your medications programmed into that chip. It's very tiny. You just swallow that. And what that medicine chip does for you is that as your body needs the medication, it disperses it throughout your system automatically,
sick.
Which means that you'll be able to throw away pill boxes. You won't have to wonder, well, did I take my medicine? Did I not take my medicine? Let me tell you, as I look around this room, there are a lot of young people here today, and that's not an issue with you. But I want to tell you, I also see some other folks in this room, and that is an issue to you. Because we do tend to forget sometimes, did I do this or did I not do that? Well, that medicine chip takes away the question mark. Applied Digital Solutions has a patent to market to the American public all types of biochip implant technology, and the world is going to grasp this idea. Now, Christians say, but should we not be afraid of that? I mean, after all, could that not be the mark of the beast? Because after all, it'll be a way to number people. It'll be a way to monitor their actions and their goings about and so forth. Shouldn't we be afraid of that? Well, I personally am not concerned about that technology. And I want to tell you why. The Bible says clearly in Revelation 13 that the mark is going to be on the forehead or on the hand. It doesn't talk about being underneath, and the Greek word for mark is a word that has but one definition, and that word simply by definition is to be engraved upon. I don't think biochip implant technology is the thing we have to be concerned about, but what I do want you to understand from this technology is that this technology sets the stage for the world to receive a mark that ultimately will be used in some technological way to track their being.
So let's not fight it while they're putting the chips in that he admits is the foundation. Oh,
absolutely.
Foundations aren't important. Let's not, and folks, it's obvious. It's the face scans, the thumb scans, the chips. That's all the system of control. I mean, if it isn't the devil, it might as well be because it's a devilish system. The government has admitted the documents have been declassified, but in the Wall Street Journal, it is to control you and your family. And imagine if some socialist tried to talk like he did, they'd run him out of there. Old ladies beating him on the head with umbrellas.
You're absolutely right.
But the way he did it was all just medicine kids. Who wouldn't protect their child? You'll understand when you get older.
Well, it's the same thing, Alex, as it is with the security cameras. It's the appearance of security. It inspires a sort of lack of data.
Well, I bet
nature.
He's got friends at IBM in the biochip department.
Yeah. Well, here you got these biometric scanners that they just pulled out of the place down in Tampa. Okay, well, that was the appearance of security. Well, let's go ahead and lay off the police officers because now we have cameras that can monitor these activities. Hey, that's great. It may document your death and aid in the prosecution of the perpetrator, but it certainly is not going to save your life.
But the cameras are always erased when that happens. So when the cops beat you up, it's mysteriously erased. It's all a joke. They admit the cameras were put in as part of a DARPA program called Battlefields at Sea as a control grid for America that is official, came out a month ago.
Yep. You know, the other point that you and I were speaking about on my program this morning is the email that I read to you where the gal had mentioned that her boyfriend saw someone actually use the microchip in his hand at Walmart to pay for his purchases.
Well, that's confirmed. They see military go through and do it routinely.
Absolutely.
And at a store that's not used to it, they will call up the manager who then puts his key in the machine. And for folks that doubt this, my cousin is an officer in the Army, been in almost 20 years. And he came over to the house a few months ago and he said, Alex, he said, I didn't believe a lot of stuff you were talking about, but he said, we got called to an officer's meeting, several hundred of us in a hall. We were told that within 2 years we're all getting microchips. Now, we've had dozens of military people call in who were told this is going to happen. They admit they're doing it to special forces. This is massive. This is absolutely massive.
Well, a couple of points of significance in this particular email was, number one, it was exactly as you had said, and we had not collaborated on that before we talked. And that
I talked about how they do it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it says in here. The other point that really jumped out at me was the first four words of this email about a year ago. I think that's interesting.
Well, I mean, for all it's worth, I have talked to people who have seen it happen. Not a neighbor told them, or they.
Yeah.
I mean, serious. One person, a serious professional, who has seen this done. And I remember 8 years ago, people calling and go, Delta Force is out at the Walmart distribution center. We go out there, and black helicopters would be taking off, or, you know, Walmart's out handing the jelly beans out during the bio drill, like, oh, this is your simulated vaccination.
Yes.
And they're involved, and they admit this RFID bunker hooked into the rest of the nation for MIT and Homeland Security that Walmart is involved in. And then you got their documents, they're locally where it's based, and it said this is not for distribution, classified.
That's right.
I mean, this is, and then Catherine Albright got the documents, and they admit those are their documents with Homeland Security and the Fortune 500, how to neutralize our opposition. I mean, this is horrible.
Absolutely, and that is in essence what we're talking about on a far grander scale. When you're looking at something like Walmart, there is an organization in which the people who are in, they're in it, but you can always count on the people who step up and say, look, this goes against every natural fiber of my being. I need to get the information out. And even if they send it to me clandestinely, or they call your show anonymously, whatever the case may be, or they get in touch with Catherine, for example, the point is the people will bring the information out to you, and you, being so public, are a great source for that information. Because people know where to send it when they get it, and where to, you know, who to contact. In that
they should always send it to multiple people.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Okay, I'd like to basically help illustrate the amount of propaganda they've been using over time and how they just don't miss a beat. I have a popular science magazine from October 94 where Chris O'Malley edited an article which read, within the next 10 years, we'll have miniature computers inside us to monitor and perhaps even control our blood pressure, heart rate, and cholesterol. Within the next 20 years, such computers will correct visual and hearing signals, making glasses and hearing aids obsolete.
Wow.
Then I have an Associated Press article where it talks about one smart house. And it's funny how they start the article.
Yeah.
It says, this unblinking smart house may seem a bit Orwellian, but it's a designer's hope to use it in a benevolent way. Now, hear this. It says the project supervisor hopes to someday build a system that can monitor its residents' blood pressure, check to see if they're taking their medication. Researchers are also working on toilet sensors that can conduct a urine analysis and a kitchen console that would chart a person's diet by scanning the barcodes on grocery packages. And this is from April 2002, and it also goes on to say...
They always say they hope to develop. All that stuff is decades old.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, put that in context of the Victory Act with their narco-terrorism. Well, you've already got these methods in place to monitor people who are on home arrest for drunk driving. Well, now all of a sudden you've got a toilet seat that can take a urine sample.
Well, this is for the seniors. Remember, we all care about old people so much. That's why they have those eugenicists out there.
Well, yeah, they just killed 10,000 of their old people. They just lock them up, turn the air conditioner off. Bye-bye, 10,000 dead French. We'll be back.